small chance of a shower. The high 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning, and welcome in to Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in with us this morning. We already got one phone call holding, so you guys can dial us up right now. We'll be able to get you on here in the first 30 minutes. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app, to your smartphone, and you can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us, we do that at wimpandberry@yahoo.com. Before we get started, we got to thank Yellowwood. That would be pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If you want to build the five-star backyard, and everybody likes five stars around here, then Yellowwood is your only choice. Go to yellowwood.com. to find the dealer that is closest to you. If it doesn't have that yellow tag on it, then you don't want it. Good morning, Chase. How are you? I was over in Stark, Vegas yesterday. Starkville's grown a lot. The campus looks nice. Good morning, Dad. How are you this morning?
Doing okay. Yesterday afternoon, I got a call sometime yesterday. I had a tough day yesterday from Gene Stallings. For some reason, just saying we're old friends and I wanted to talk to you. He didn't even know about Annette passing away. And he was a little bit difficult to talk to, but got things. It was a little bit of a tough conversation. And towards the end of the conversation, I said, I'd love to have you on our show sometime. He said, I'll be on. And I said, well, what about tomorrow? That's today. And he said, yeah, I'll be on. So I said, great. So while I had him on the phone and while he seemed like he was fair, we set a time for him to be on today at 7:30. Chase is going to see about 7:15 if that's going to work out for us. And if it does, in fact, I talked to Tom about it yesterday. If it works out for us, great. Barry and I will try to, you know, Let him do the talking if we can. He doesn't hear good. And then, of course, we have Sonny. You never know what Sonny's going to say at all or do.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, boy, David with a bright back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well. Yeah, we have Dave. I'm sorry. We have him on as well. So we're hopefully Gene will be on. Nobody can get him on much, but for whatever reason, he just calls. I thought he knew about Annette, but the reason he's calling, he had no idea. So anyway, that's what happened. On this coming Tuesday, the SEC will announce the three permanent opponents for 4 years. At the end of 4 years, that will be reviewed to see changed if needed to be changed. They're your annual opponents for a while. And then after a four-year period, that leaves the possibility for scheduling changes. I think this is to our audience is interesting, and you can certainly call Barry in and tell him what you think. I have decided that certainly Tennessee and Auburn or Alabama too. I have thought probably Mississippi State. Some people have disagreed with that. You're welcome to call Barry and tell him what you think. We have said that pretty much for Auburn that it's going to be Georgia and Alabama. We have stayed away a little bit from Florida being the best one, probably, because of the severity of the schedule. I don't know what they'll do with that particularly right now. The reason they're doing this every 4 years is because the teams change a great deal, and they're trying to make the schedules as even as possible, which they haven't done thus far. So if you're interested in calling in and telling us, or basically Barry, who you think the team should be or who you think they're going to be, it's going to be announced on this Tuesday. It's a 9-game schedule, and these games that they select, the Texas and Oklahoma athletic directors have sort of been notified about who their teams are going to be, who are going to be. I wasn't sure in reading it if the other athletic directors have been completely notified as to who their teams are going to be yet, because we've got some time. So we'll see what happens there. So I think it's an interesting. We don't much, not talking a lot about stuff since. You know, the Auburn game's a big game, and we don't have quite as many big games. South Carolina, Missouri's big. Now, I would certainly think that Florida's big, with Miami outside of those three. Not really big. I've got a blue plate that's going to shock some people. But anyway, that's what we have going. Those are, I think, two of the three games that I've mentioned for the two schools that we talk about the most. And the third school, Barry may have a different idea. If he does, he can share what he said, what he thinks with us. That's really all I have. Last night, Bills beat the Dolphins, and Rice beat Charlotte in a college football game, but they're not going to be any college football games tonight. So,
yeah, there's games tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 6:30 Tulsa goes to Oklahoma State. That's a big game in Oklahoma.
I'm sorry.
And then Iowa and Rutgers will be on Fox tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, good. So, there you go. I'm glad there's some games. I looked, didn't see anything, so I made a mistake.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, let's get to the Yellowwood hotline real fast. Get AC in. Good morning, AC.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. How you guys feeling?
Good.
Okay.
Good. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate you. Let me ask you a question. So for Oklahoma and Auburn Tigers, what are you guys looking forward to the most? In my opinion, this is a big game for SEC. This is a big game this week between Auburn and Oklahoma. Are you guys going to take some notes so you can analyze when both teams play Bama whenever they play? I know it's in their schedule, but at one point, I know Tigers, they play Alabama the last game of the November. So what are you guys looking forward to the most between Auburn and Oklahoma? My brother Chase, what will be the final score of that game? I want to put you on the spot. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. All right, Dad, your thoughts about Auburn, Oklahoma?
Well, I have thought about it a great deal. I think certainly Oklahoma has a real advantage there. I think the one big thing is that the quarterback at Auburn has kept his mouth shut. He's probably a pretty nice kid. I don't think he's talked about with his his Auburn coaches is about the stadium. He hadn't said much about the opponents. The other factor, Barry, I'm not sure about is does the Oklahoma team have a mat on for the quarterback who left? I don't think they do. I think they respected him maybe for leaving because they had such a big, so many injuries. There wasn't really a fuss particularly. Oklahoma got a good quarterback now. Maybe he's even better. Barry, I thought it was 9.5 today. I can't remember. I looked
at 7.5. 7.5 Oklahoma.
7.5. The half is always a factor there. So I don't really have a feel. I would think Oklahoma has the best chance to win the game myself.
I think Oklahoma with Mateer and the way Oklahoma plays defense, they'll know Jackson Arnold inside and out. Yeah. So that will help them in preparation for that game. Yeah. So we'll see how good Auburn is. It won't tell you the entire story, but we'll see how much they've improved. They got the great receivers. They got the quarterback that's played well, but a lot of pressure on him. going in there. And then they got to go to Texas A&M next week. So that's a tough stretch for Auburn right there. And then they got Georgia at home. So also in news, Gage Mayfield, the power forward or small forward from Hill County, committed yesterday, chasing dad to Oklahoma. He's going to play for Porter Mosier. Hasn't even called me. They're going to play at Oklahoma. He picked Oklahoma over Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Florida State. Congratulations to Gage. I'll let you know our schedule. I got to find my schedule. We'll play them twice this year, which we've played them the last couple of years. So we'll play them. But anyway, he is going to Oklahoma. And then there's a big kid from Hoover that I just had it too, Jackson, that is going to Vanderbilt. He's about 6'9", 250. He chose Vanderbilt yesterday. So I don't think Alabama or Auburn offered either one of these kids, but people coming in here and getting players out of the state. And I think people realize now I can go to Alabama and get a guy or two if we like them, because Alabama and Auburn are being very selective in who they take in the state. So there you go. Two SEC programs come in the state of Alabama. Now, I'm not saying they beat Alabama or Auburn. They just signed or got committed two players from the state. All right, we'll take the first break. We'll get to Phillip when we get back. Two-minute truck. We're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Give them a call today. They'll take the stress away. 205-247-5050. It's 2 minute of truck. Movers, who care?
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. With the Alabama football team idle this weekend, Oktoberfest will take center stage in Tuscaloosa tomorrow. The free event will include a 5K run this year, along with music, food, and drink. Visit Tuscaloosa's. While the event is free, VIP tickets can be purchased. Oktoberfest begins at 8 tomorrow morning with the Mercedes 5K run and concludes at 4 p.m. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Went looking for trouble and found some, unfortunately. 2059 on the eastbound lanes between Greensboro and McFarland. Do watch out for that accident. Now traffic in the area, not too bad. As a matter of fact, no slow goes for that. You're just really tapping on the brakes to maneuver around it. And 69.
Education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
5339-7361 or visit us at 1600 Lurleen B. Wallace Boulevard, Northport, Alabama. And Roll Tide.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few isolated showers or storms this afternoon or this evening. The high today 93, the low tonight 68. Tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, a small chance of a shower. The high 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
A national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Phone lines are open 205-342-9904. Chase just talked to the Stallings family. He'll be ready to go at 7:30. So we'll have Coach on. All right, let's get to the Yellowwood hotline and get Phillip in. Good morning, Phillip.
Good Friday morning, guys. And Wimp, I really enjoyed your monologue a minute ago. It was very good, and I thoroughly enjoyed all that you gave us just then. That was great. I think the
love is right or wrong.
Oh no, I love listening to it. That's really, really good to listen to. And that's going to be interesting cues tonight to see what the conference has come up with. And I agree with you. I hope that they keep Alabama, Mississippi State. The schools have been playing each other for a long time, and it felt weird last year and this year not playing them or Ole Miss, in my opinion. And I hope it's Mississippi State as one of the permanent opponents. And I understand that they'll review it every 4 years, and it can change them. And that's good, too, I think. I think that's good. I've got no problem with that. Barry and Wimp, let me ask you something. You guys are coaches, and I respect your opinion so much. I thought of a strategy that I wonder if Alabama might employ next weekend, and I'll just throw it out there to you. And I don't know if we're good at it or not, but it might be an interesting try, and that's a hurry-up offense.
I said that yesterday.
Did you?
Well, I just said that I said Georgia – doesn't play a hurry up offense. I didn't say Alabama doing it, but I think you. If it hurt Nick Saban, probably hurt Kirby Smart a little bit as well. They're kind of the clones there. And you start looking at it. I thought I heard, and I need to double check this. Did Kalen DeBoer say they only had 9 offensive possessions the other day? Like the possessions that you get with where the clock runs. Pretty limited, Philip, to be quite honest with you. You don't get the ball as much as you used to.
You don't. I remember used to it was quite common to get the ball 12 or 13 times a game. Now, I don't think Alabama had it but twice in the first quarter last week.
Yeah. So I just, before you look up and it's the game's in the second quarter, you look up, it's halftime. And you hadn't had the ball that much. So
that was a fast game last week. That was really quick. That first quarter blew by. And I thought the first half blew by mercifully because it was so damn hot.
Yeah.
But I just think, I don't know if Alabama's good at doing that. I'd tell you, just me, I don't think Ty is going to be able to come up and survey the line and take his time and survey where this guy is. And I just don't know if that'll work.
Yeah. Well,
I think a lot of it is personnel, the abilities of the quarterback, especially to be able to do things, smartness of the quarterback, but the leg and passing ability combined, both of them being able to do both things pretty well. I think that has a little bit to do with it, because you're trying to decide all summer or what you're going to do with your offense. The offensive staff gets in there and meets for days, and not days, but hours and hours, trying to figure out what's best for them compared to what they had done the year before. It's I've got a new quarterback, so I don't know. It's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Well, that's all I was wondering, guys. I appreciate you taking my.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Jam Miller's back. Like, he had clearly won the job, and obviously he got hurt. If he's clearly back and shows in practice that he's has no limitations, do you just automatically insert him in the starting lineup, Tom? Philip. I'm sorry. Tom's holding. That's why I said Tom.
Yeah. Well, Tom, it'd be interesting to hear Tom's take, but I'll tell you my take. I love me some Kevin Riley.
Yeah. Well, he's got a little speed. He hits the hole and he goes. So, they'll all play, but.
I'd love to hear Tom's comment on that, but and the hurry up thing too. I just think it'd be pretty tough on Georgia if after play we hop up and we're ready to go with the receivers we've got. I think that'd be a challenge for Georgia.
Yeah, we'll see. We got to do something different. Thank you. All right, let's get to Tom with the yellow and highlight. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Barry. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
You know, yesterday I thought the conversation between the two of you and JC was so good, talking about preparation and things of that nature. And then, Barry, you got JC to tell No, was it you, Barry, that told the story between Coach Spurrier and Coach Holtz? And Coach Spurrier said, we're going to do something different, rode around town. You remember that story?
Yeah, anyway, JC was talking about that, yeah.
I thought maybe it may have been JC. I couldn't remember if you knew it or him, but it was interesting. And what I would like to say is I think that you're on to something. You started the theme of the week on the show with that they need to do something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
right, both teams do.
On the road. It was that record on the road what we're talking about. Now, look, here's something I want to throw at the two of you, and this is a little bit of a story, if you don't mind. Coach Bryant carried Alabama to Georgia, his own self, one year, and they went over there, and Coach Dooley let the information out of the hotel where Alabama was staying. And a bunch of Georgia fans went down there banging pans and stuff all night, the night before the game. And Coach Bryant had to go up there and tell the players to pull the mattresses out into the hall so they could try to get some rest before the game. Anyway, we lost the blame game, and Vince Dooley pranced around like a damn peacock, acting like he had out-schemed Coach Bryant when actually he had cheated by giving out that. You're not supposed to give that information out about the opposing team. Coach Bryant was hot as a hornet about that. And, of course, nobody remembers that but me. And anyway, that happened. But I think that what happened at Florida State, our football team was up all night, not because the fans was out there banging on the cars, but because they decided they're going to play video games or something, and they wasn't properly rested. And there have been a snippet of that put out on Tider Insider, which you can take stuff on Tider Insider to the bank in cash. And believe that's what happened to them. There you go. And
if it's on Tider Insider, it is 100% true. Yeah.
But no, and I was joking about that part. But I think that they played like they were sleep deprived.
I mean, we can make up a bunch of excuses. They got their butt whipped. I don't know why.
I'm not saying you are.
I have no idea. There's rumors out there we're getting DoorDash, but I know these guys got. I mean, they block off these halls. They got security people on all these halls. They don't let people just go up to these halls, and so I can't imagine DoorDash can get up on the halls unless DoorDash. You got to go down to the lobby probably to get your DoorDash unless the guy that was watching the hall just let him go out of the room and go down the lobby and get the stuff. It's not as easy to do that stuff as people. But these guys do, I mean, they don't go to sleep, Tom. They don't.
No, that's what
they,
I'm
but they don't do. They don't and ever they, do that. That's just the lifestyle a college kid lives.
I get it, Barry, but I'm just saying, you know, that I'm factoring in overconfident. We're a 13-point favorite. We'll handle this bunch. They'd never heard of Gus Miles on. They didn't know he was going to run 90 plays and their tones were going to be hanging out in the middle of the third quarter and all that kind of stuff. And but something happened. And listen, when y'all started talking about preparing to be ready for the game, Coach brought that up with JC in that conversation of being ready to go, you know, when the game came. And that I thought about all that, and I thought, well, you know what I call is
it? Yeah, I would be guessing like you if I told you whether they got sleep or not. Did they not get sleep at Oklahoma? Did they not get sleep at Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
If they didn't, then they better get some sleep. So thank you, Tom.
Good point.
All right, Chase, you're sitting there wondering, what am I going to do for dinner? What am I doing tomorrow for the game? I'm going to tell you what you're doing. Thomas Rib Shack. Food like grandma used to make it. You'll love the down-home style barbecue. They got barbecue, soul food, whatever you want, they got it. So it's on 15th Street there. So you can go right there on the line, ThomasRibShack.com. You can order, go pick it up. You can slide in there and pick it up. They're open today from 10:30 to 5. Tomorrow, 10:30 to 5. It's 2931 15th Street. The food is outstanding. Great people. And a matter of fact, I talked to Jimmy over there yesterday. And next week, they want to give away a tailgate special. So that the ribs fall right off the bone. So if you want to eat dinner tonight or lunch, great lunch spot as well, or watch the game, get some great food, have some friends over, then I highly recommend going to Thomas Rib Shack. All right, we'll get to Coach Gene Stallings when we get back from break. You listen to Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTVC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Went looking for trouble and found some, unfortunately. 2059 on the eastbound lanes between Greensboro and McFarland. Do watch out for that accident. Now traffic in the area, not too bad. As a matter of fact, no slow goes for that. You're just really tapping on the brakes to maneuver around it. And 69 is starting.
Assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
To Inside the Locker Room. We'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Pressure treated pine from Great Southern Wood. Excuse me. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. What a privilege it is to bring in Coach Gene Stallings. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm back to this morning. It's a joy to be on your show, my friend.
Thank you.
Babes, the guy you're talking to there is Barry, my son, who I named. Oh, I gave him right? Your middle name. Do you remember that? I do. I remember him well.
Hey, funny story. I always, people say, what's your full name? I say, Barry Eugene Sanderson. They're like, Eugene? I'm like, yeah, I'm named after Gene Stallings. They shut up real fast when I tell them that, Coach. So that's one of my proud things I get to tell people, that I'm named, my middle name is after you. So I love to tell that story.
Well, it's a good story, and I'm hoping to tell it lots of times.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you sound good. Tell our listeners, I know that Ruth Ann's struggling and going to be 90 years old pretty soon. You can talk about that. But tell everybody how you're doing. Well, I'm doing about as well as I can. I live on the ranch, and I work all the time. I'm always doing something, but it's a real joy to be on your show, I'll assure you. Well, are you still feeding the horses? Not, you're not getting run over trying to feed the horses, are you? No, and I remember when you rode your horse, too. Yeah, you tried to take a picture of me, and I went and Barrett said I got on the horse backwards.
Well, that's what Jimmy Rain told me. Is that true, Coach?
Yeah, he got on it backwards.
Yeah. Wow. That's embarrassing.
Go ahead, Barry.
Talk about, go back to your early days, about being one of the Junction Boys. What all you guys went through?
That makes me shudder when I think about that. Coach Bryant's first year back at A&M, and he wanted to prove to everybody how tough we were. So we went to this place called Junction. We didn't know where it was. Nobody had ever been to Junction before. And he said, we're going to go on a little trip. Everybody take a change of clothes and underwear and so forth. That's all you'll need. And anyway, the first day we were out there, it was sort of fun. We were in a little old creek running through there, and we were having fun playing in the water and so forth. And next day, and that thing went off, and it meant practice we were going to start, and it was a different deal.
Yeah.
I don't know how many went out there, but not many of them came back.
Yeah, how many came back? How many went out? How many came back?
I went out two buses and went back in one.
There you go.
And it was half full.
You had your own seat. Yeah.
Well, I always, when I'd get up there at Jimmy Raines, I'd kid Beeps about never passing the football. And I didn't look over at him because I know he's going to be mad. He was going to be mad if I said something about that. Football down through the years has changed somewhat, hadn't it, Beeps? Alabama's pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They got a good team. I enjoy watching them. I watch somebody every Saturday, but I really enjoy watching Alabama play.
You know, when the new guy came in for Coach Saban, personalities are different. Just like when Ray came in for Coach Bryant. So when a new guy comes in like that, it makes it a little bit more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And Coach Saban has done an outstanding job while he's been there at Alabama too. We're gonna miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about. You know, Coach DeBoer has a different personality, but when you're a head coach or any coach, you got to be who you are, Coach, right? You can't try to be somebody else. You got to coach your personality. I think that's what Coach DeBoer is doing here.
That's right. You got to coach your own personality, and you got to be yourself, and you can't be anybody else. Yeah. We would all try to be Coach Bryant.
Yes.
Just one Coach Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You faked them all. Everybody thought you were real nice, but then when you got away from being real nice out of the public, you was pretty darn mean.
Well, don't be telling everything you know.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to leave some things alone. Well, what about the landscape of college football now, Coach? These guys are making more money than the coaches now. The transfer portal, these guys don't have to stick it out. If something happens and they don't like it, how do they just transfer and go play somewhere else? You got guys playing in 3, 4, and 5 schools now.
They don't even lose anything.
Yeah. Comment on that.
If you're going to transfer, you had to lose a year.
Yeah.
Now they just transfer and start right off playing.
Did you ever think
I'm opposed to all that. Nobody ever says anything about an education.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, we got to understand you go to college for an education, not to play football.
Yeah. How about the money these kids are making now at 18, 19 years old? Some of them making close to $1 million.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous that the game has gotten out of hand.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I would turn it down. Say, no, just I want it the way it was used to be. I just want a scholarship.
Yes, sir.
Yep. We was giving them $15 a month when you and I were there. Yeah. What's your feelings about Oklahoma and Texas coming to the SEC?
Say that again, ma'am.
What is your feeling about Oklahoma and Texas coming into the SEC?
I think it's a good addition. Texas has always been a good football team, and I think it's been good for the SEC. Good for Texas, too. Okay.
Yeah, good for Texas, too. Oklahoma-Texas is a pretty big – yeah, it is. Just like Texas A&M was a huge game when you were coaching A&M.
It's a big game, and regardless of where it's played, it's a big game. And win-loss records don't have much to do with it when that game is played.
We're talking to Coach Gene Stallings. Coach, talk a little bit about Dabo Swinney. When he was here as a player, and then he's gone on, obviously, to be a very successful coach at Clemson, grew up probably in a tough environment there. Just talk about maybe what you saw in Dabo.
Well, when I gave my scholarship, I just saw somebody that I felt like wanted to play.
Yes.
He's going to pay the price to be a good player, and he's done it as a player and a coach. I've got a daughter that works for him.
Really?
So I keep up with what happens at Clemson pretty well. But She's right there with him and works primarily for Dabo.
Is that right? Wow. You ever go over to Clemson? It's beautiful over there, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, I have not gone to see them play this year. I've seen them in the past, but you know, when you get my age, it's just making it back home is a little bit of a chore.
Making it back home. That's right.
Now, Dad takes credit for putting you and Jimmy Rain together. I think you probably did that on your own. He's talking about some kind of knife collection or something.
They wanted to swap knives.
He's trying to take credit for that relationship, Coach. Clear that up for him.
Well, Wimp and I've been friends for a long time. Back when he was coaching at Alabama, I went to every game that I could possibly go to when he was coaching. It was always a joy to watch him. My little boy Johnny liked to imitate Wimp. He would put his hands on his hip, he would frown, and he would look this way, and he'd point at somebody. And I said, "Johnny, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm Wimp." So he really liked to imitate old Wimp.
Yes, sir.
He was some young man. I was so proud of him for you, and I'm sure sorry we lost him. But he was some young man. Tell our listeners, from the time you get up in the morning, I know some days are different. What do you do? What do you do all day? What do you do around the farm?
Well, most of the time I just get on my golf cart, drive around, and look. But I raise cattle, like about 100 mother cows, and that. Sort of a full-time deal, taking care of the cows and the calves and that kind of thing. But
you're not trying to fly out of, you're not driving much anymore, are you, Beebs?
Well, I'm driving, yeah. I still drive.
Good for you. There you go. You growing any tomatoes over there?
You can't believe how many tomatoes I grew this past year. I had about 50 or 75 plants.
Is that right?
Plants, and they all produced well. I had plenty of tomatoes.
Well, Alabama, they're off this week. Georgia's off this week. Alabama, Georgia, next Saturday over in Athens. Should be a great game, shouldn't it, Coach?
Be a good game, man. And I would hate to even attempt to pick who I thought were going to win.
Yeah.
I think both of them are good football teams.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Kirby was defensive coordinator for Alabama and did a really good job. Got the job.
Kirby. The job Kirby Smart.
Right.
Yeah. Kirby Smart. Yeah. Kirby he's Smart. Really done a good job in Georgia.
Yeah, he did a good job, and he's doing a good job.
Okay.
Coach, how about A&M? I know you follow Texas A&M. They went on a big road win going to Notre Dame and winning undefeated right now. Talk a little bit about the Aggies.
The A&M people are extremely pleased with what all they're doing. And when they played Notre Dame, that was a big win for them. And I haven't been down to see any game, but I watch them on television all the time. Been invited to go to a game or two, but you get my age, you just rather watch them on television than get in the plane.
A lot easier
into the game.
Yeah. Well, those daughters of yours, they all got kids, don't they?
Yeah, they all of them. I've got four daughters. They've all got children, and they're just a joy. They check on their old mother and daddy quite often. It's always a joy anytime they come to the farm.
That's great.
How many grandkids you got, Coach?
I've got
11.
I don't know.
10 or 11. Just add one more. It don't matter, right? Just let them all in.
No, I wouldn't make one bit of difference. And they could throw another one in. I wouldn't even know it.
Well, I enjoyed going on all those trips with Jimmy Rain. We had a great time, and I saw good.
And you rode your horse down on Jimmy Rain still one time.
Yeah, I was really good. I was the best horse rider we had of all the coaches, no doubt.
Dad, you had to get on the horse.
There's a rumor out there that he and Pat Diver used to fight every morning about who was going to make the coffee, Coach. Did you ever hear any of those stories?
Well, Pat likes to think that he always got up earlier than everybody else. That wasn't always the case.
I told
Gene, I said, Gene, turn the channel to another football game. He said, I don't know how.
I didn't understand.
Tell him, Barry.
Didn't y'all tell a story about y'all on a fishing trip and they were fighting, Coach Stallings was fighting that fish forever, and
the guy was going to shoot the fish
and he shot the line and you lost the fish, Coach? Is that, do you remember that story? Is that true?
That's not always true. No, they exaggerate
that.
That's
true.
Let him tell it.
Fishing trip.
Do you remember that when you were fighting that fish forever and then they shot the line? Do you remember that?
I don't know whether they shot it or not, but it broke. It was a big fish, too. It gets bigger every time I tell about it.
That's right. Well,
do you remember, Dave, the time that Dewey Hennessy fished, and when he threw it, when he tried to throw that big cigar miller and big reel in the water, he went in with it? You remember that?
Now say that again.
He went in the water. It's hard for him to hear. One time, Dude Hennessy, remember Dude Hennessy?
I remember Dude very well.
You know, when Dude went in the water, when he was fishing with us on that big boat, he threw that big reel out there, and he went in with the water.
Yeah, he tried to throw it so hard, he flipped over the side and went into the water.
Yeah, he flipped over.
It seemed to me like he went back and got it.
No, I don't think he got. I think he had to pay for that one. I'm not sure. But he was lucky he didn't drown. Well, Barry and I wanted to call you and see how you were. And a lot of our listeners are asking about you. And I appreciate so much you being on. And
but I'm just going to say this, and won't mention it anymore, but we miss Annette.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He was a joy everywhere she went.
She was.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate it. And we miss you here. And maybe one of these days, you're the only guy I know that's a little bit older than me. So I want to see you soon. So.
Don't be telling that to everybody, Wimp.
Yeah, he gets mad if you tell his age, but he don't mind telling everybody else's, Coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so have a good day on the farm. Get out there and see what's going on.
I'm going to do it, man. This is a late morning for me. I'm up early than this.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Always a joy to be with you, my friend.
Coach, thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you know that?
One more fishing trip.
There you go. One more. All right. You didn't know that, Chase, that I was named after Coach Stallman. There you go. All right. We'll take the break. Phone lines be open, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, we'll do SEC Parlay Picks presented by Brian Harden Construction. We'll talk to Alex Scarborough from Bama 247 Sports. We'll talk to Brent Beer, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, all starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got a little trouble still on 2059 eastbound after 359. Now, this is not causing a major slow go for you. You're only tapping on the brakes to maneuver around it. 69 both north and south out at Skyland Boulevard, getting a little pumped up with volume for your rush to work. And speaking of pumped up,
for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Roll Tide. The
best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Get Tom back in. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Well, good morning again, Bear. Morning, Coach. I didn't get the call yesterday, so I figure I'm due a couple.
There you go.
Coach Stallings sounded so freaking good. He was sharp and on time with everything.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did good.
That's the best he's been, and compared to the last two times he was on, he was hearing good and he was answering really quick.
Yeah,
he was good. He was actually he was better than he was yesterday. He was good. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, had Miss Annette on his mind and stuff like that. I thought that was all good.
You know, when you're interviewing somebody, when somebody just comes on the radio, you're supposed to kind of reset and tell you say who you're interviewing. That voice of his, when he talks, everybody knows who it is, don't they, Tom?
That's exactly right. That's one of the characteristics that I admire about him is how he says things. We was out at practice one day, and when he was head coach, it was hot as blue blazes. Everybody was trying to find a little bit of shade on that practice field, you know. And I went over and got in the shade of Coach Bryant's tower, and I put my foot on it. And he hollered at Cedric and told him, go down yonder and tell me to get my foot off that damn tower.
You had your foot on Coach Bryant's tower. He didn't like that.
Yeah,
huh?
It had a brace down there at the bottom, and I put my foot up there, and he told Cedric to go down there and tell me to get my damn foot off that tower.
Oh, that's funny. And that's a guy
for Phillip. When Alabama goes to Georgia next week, they better have that jock strap tight. Because they're going to get pounded, and they better be ready to pound back. I don't think Alabama man enough to take what Georgia.
Now, I will say this. Kirby will have them running through the wall to get to Alabama. Now, it might not be good enough, but I can assure you that Georgia will be chomping. Alabama better meet that intensity.
I'll tell you something else, Barry. You can get that running fast and trickery and all. You take that off the table. He's going to come out there and whip your ass straight up. That's going to be his game plan, and he's not going to back off. And that bunch over there that he's got this year, they may be young, but they are tough.
Yeah, so thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, he's right. Coach sounded really good. That voice, he's got a iconic voice. It's great to hear it. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll get to David Kendra. We'll talk a little baseball with David, also a little bit about Bryant Bank, one of our great sponsors when we get back. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, Martin Weiss.
The Bills beat the Dolphins 31-21. Josh Allen throwing three touchdowns and 213 yards through the air. Tua Tagovailoa threw two touchdowns, one interception, and that interception came with 3 minutes left. It pretty much sealed the game for Buffalo. Dolphins are now 1-14 in the last 15 against Bills. The Dodgers announced that three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw will retire at the end of this season, his final home start coming Friday against the Giants. The Dodgers beat the Giants on Thursday 2-1. The Mariners and Astros now tied for first in the AL West after Seattle beat Kansas City 2-0. The Guardians 3.5 games back from the AL Central leading Tigers after a 3-1 victory at Detroit, and Cleveland's won 7 games in a row. Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels did not practice for the second day in a row as he's recovering from a knee sprain. And the Indiana Fever and Las Vegas Aces advanced to the second round of the WNBA playoff.
It's time to win some cash on WTBC and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square media station. Here is this hour's cash.
Ask your doctor about Tremfya today.
Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TrimFireRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Second hour of Inside the Locker Room. You know it. You know you're big time, Chase, when you're sandwiched between Gene Stallings and Sonny Smith. And that's what we got right now with Brian Bank. But former ACA Patriot, went to Ole Miss, flipped over to Shelton State with the great Bobby Sproul, finished up at Alabama, works with Bryant Banks. We'll talk a lot about Bryant Bank at the end of the segment. David Kendrick. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Hey, David. Good morning, guys. Hey, thank y'all for having me on. You're right. I mean, I'm going to try to sandwich and bring a little meat to this one. Man, what a great great interview with Coach Stallings. And Coach, sounds like obviously y'all catch one conversation, y'all catch up right where you left off. And what a legacy, Coach Stallings. I think obviously a great coach and a friend of yours, but I think a lot about what he left in Tuscaloosa with the Rise program, with Johnny, when they raised that capital campaign back in the early 90s and helping families with special needs and education. And they've put together also a group called Crossing Point. So what a legacy Coach Stallings left, and it sounded like he was in great spirits this morning.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing in the world like helping kids with special needs. I mean, helping kids is fine. You got to help kids that way. To help kids with special needs and look after them is a – I learned that from John Mark and watching Deeps with him. It was a big deal. Yep.
All right, David, let's dive right into it. We'll talk a little bit of everything with you. We'll talk football, baseball. I know you can talk it all. 9 games left in the MLB. They got 3 series left and then the playoffs. I always hate it when the playoff starts and it gets real cold. You're supposed to play baseball in the cold weather, but just talk about kind of what you've seen there and who you think will be. You know, a lot of teams that get those byes, you know, they kind of get out of rhythm, and the wild card team's going to win the next round. Just talk about, do you want the, I guess you want the bye, but sometimes a bye is not good.
Yeah, you always like to get a little bit of rest on the side if you're a pitcher or reliever. But as a hitter, sometimes rest is not the best thing. You know, you get a couple days off, and now with the, you know, new wild card set up. And sometimes as a hitter, you don't want any days off, especially if you're swinging it well. But I know some pitchers and some teams that are strong pitching that it can pay off. And I remember back in the 90s when the Braves were winning the pennant every single year, and they would get a little bit of a break. It seemed like their bats would go extremely allergically cold. You got a lot of tight races right now, but most of them are all captured. You know, Cubs clinched a wild card spot. You got the Blue Jays and Tigers and Mariners. The Mariners have Cal Raleigh. What a tremendous catcher they got in I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. It's one thing to be a catcher in the pros, but to bring a bat like Cal Raleigh has with 50-plus home runs, what a year he's had. And also you're looking at news that Dodgers great pitcher Clayton Kershaw is going to retire at the end of the year. So hopefully they're going to take him out in style and see what the Dodgers can do, if they can see what they can do in the playoffs. And go out. And but it's a lot of fun watching. This is when I start to watch MLB a little bit more now. Now that you know you got the best teams and all the games on primetime TV.
Yeah, that.
I like to see bad ball hitters. Your life at that bad ball hitters, and the greatest bad ball hitter ever was Yogi Berra. You weren't even born, I guess, and Barry wasn't either. But Yogi Berra was catching for the Yankees, and Yogi Berra was the greatest bad ball hitter. Some people who really keep up with baseball listen to our show would agree. He was a guy that, you know, bad ball hitters can hurt you a lot because you know you're trying to pitch around a particular guy and all of a sudden they crack it. So to me, the word bad ball hitters is kind of an interesting concept to me. When you talk about
it, is my granddad used to love Yogi Berra's saying, like when you come to the fork in the road, take it. Or if he's one he talked about always reading in the obituaries, and he used to always tell me, if you don't go to your friend's funerals, they won't come to yours. You know, some subtlety, funny things like that. But the best bad ball hitter in my generation was Vladimir Guerrero. I mean, it was unbelievable the type of bat control he had. There was one where a pitcher spiked a curveball and it hit the plate and bounced, and he hit it into right field. I mean, I think you can go and find that one. Yeah. But tremendous bat control of bad ball hitters. But as a
pitcher's dad, I hate guys that have great eyes that take pitches that are close, but they're balls. You want them swinging at those bad balls when your son's on the mound throwing. So anyway. I had a thing. I sent it to Jack the other day, and he agreed 100%. And it's talking about that every kid, if you're playing college baseball, should have to go through the grind of JUCO. That JUCO is an absolute grind. And it said, hey, this guy played at LSU. So my best friends came from my JUCO team because we had to freaking grind together. What a time it was. You don't have the facilities. You're on a bus riding everywhere. Your closest friends are there. Is that true? Because you did both, David.
I did, and I would completely agree with you. You heard, I mean, I was listening to y'all's interview with Coach Stallings talking about the Junction Boys.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's very similar to that. I mean, there's not a lot of glam and glory when you're in junior college, but you really learn about, you really test yourself because you get to play for the most part right out the gate. And it's when you play for a good program, I'm you know, obviously we're right down the road and your son being at Shelton State and Bobby Sproul, it pushes you, it tests your mental fortitude sometimes, and but it's for the best because I think that in this growing change and roster reductions and NIL and at least for college baseball landscape, there's going to be a lot more kids going to play the junior college route, and for good. I see it that way because there's nothing worse than you get on a loaded roster as a freshman. It's just really tough to play when you're 18, 19-year-old playing against 22, 23-year-olds. And so getting to play as a junior college kid right out the gate and hone your craft is pretty special. I think that's the biggest change for me. And y'all, I'd probably ask y'all the same thing. It's like, hey, it's hard to talk a kid out of when he's getting recruited to a big Division One to face a junior college. But I think you have to look at it from the standpoint, where are you going to play right out the gate and improve yourself? There's nothing worse than going to a very good Division One team and sitting on the shelf, because we all know when you sit for a while and don't play a whole lot, you usually don't get better. It's hard. Yeah. You have to have a lot of mental and a lot of work ethic to continue to improve when you're not getting the reps in the game.
Yeah, I don't think people understand how good JUCO is. They run some dudes out there that, with these teams. They got a lot of guys, too. It's hard to get on the field there. I think some people say, hey, go there so you can play. But it's hard to play there, too, isn't it, David? But you have a fall season, which is kind of nice, where they play like 14 to 16 games. And they'll play a doubleheader so the guy can get more guys in. But still being a major guy, even one of those teams, is very difficult.
It really is. And I'll share a short story. I was talking to my dad. You know, my dad's out there with Bobby Sproul and Shelton.
Yeah.
And, And they were saying, hey, we're going to Mississippi. We're going to play at Mississippi State's field. So, I mean, you're going to get the exposure. But, yes, if you go to a place like Shelton State that's had winning programs and history of going to the Junior College World Series, you're going to get that exposure that you need. And it's not a shoe-in that you're guaranteed to play. But you want to play at the spots that test your game and push you to get better. So I completely agree with you, and looking forward to seeing what Bobby Sproul and your son Jack gonna be doing this year.
Yeah, does your dad enjoy being out there? I know Jack's really enjoyed getting to know him.
Man, he loves it. It's been such a great transition from him coming from the hospital and going a full, you know, in junior college season, playing a fall season and a spring season. And he's enjoying that a whole lot, and been a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Before we talk about Bryant Bank, Alabama travels to Georgia. Georgia, I think they won 33 straight at home. Alabama hadn't been great on the road. Georgia hadn't been great against Alabama. Dad and I said sometimes you got to change some things up. Maybe change how you travel, what you do on the road. Georgia's got to change up something. There's a mental problem there a little bit with Alabama, Georgia. I don't think you can just keep doing the same old things. Just your thoughts about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I think the reality is Alabama for the last 2 years has not been, outside of the LSU game, has not been very good on the road. And I think to your point, and sometimes whatever, I think y'all talked on it maybe a day or two ago about changing something up, or Coach Spurrier would change something up. And I think maybe for Coach DeBoer and the staff, because the reality is all the pressure's on Georgia. I mean, Alabama, everybody's already put them 6 feet under, not giving them a chance on. And I think that's how you have to play it and play loose. I think all these players having to feel like they have to answer to the media and everything, where it's like, hey, you know what, guys, there's nothing – all the pressure's on Kirby Smart, because you know he's going to have those guys ready to run through a brick wall for them. But that's a lot of pressure on them. They got to perform at home. We get to go on the road, and whether – I don't know if they change something up or stop at a theme park or go do something different and take your mind off the game for just a second. I remember we did that one time when we went down to LSU. We stopped at Southeastern Louisiana, and we were on a 6 or 7 game skid, and Coach Gaspar took us to the zoo down in LSU trying to get our minds off the game. We were all struggling, and we ended up, you know, changing it up and having a good series down there. So hopefully Alabama can do that. They got a lot of time to prepare for it. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. We know who is consistent day in and day out, and that's Bryant Bank. Tell us about all the great things going on with the bank.
Guys, thank y'all for partnering with us. And yes, the Bryant Bank is a leader in the market, and something that you can rely on when you walk in or call one of our bankers. You're going to talk to us. We do have a pulse. We want to help you reach your goals, whether that's helping you save and build your money here at the bank, or you need a loan to help you out. Give us a call. Check us out at bryantbank.com. We would love to help you in and around the state of Alabama. And hey, I got one last plug here, Coach and Barry. I mean, my buddy at Way Ray Shelton, Bert Sims, we need a little taste of town. I want to get y'all out to Coker Market here. So I hope you're up. Coach, would you be up for it?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, Bert has been bragging on this Coker Market. He has been talking this place up. Tell Bert he's also got to get to Thomas Rib Shack, too, up on 15th Street. That place is outstanding as well. That's Bert's kind of place right there, too. So
hey, I'm going to call it we got to get the taste of the town, how they used to do on ESPN. We got to get that back going. So, Coach, I'll be in touch with y'all. We need to hit up a nice hole in the wall.
There you go. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll get in Coach Sonny Smith. We got a vinegar tip still. And we got the blue plate special. He was 1-1 last week. Are we just doing one game or two today?
Doing one.
That blue plate special brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. We'll tell you more about Brian Harden Construction as we get close to this Blue Plate special. Listen, Ty, 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, not doing too bad on your Friday commute. We're patchy but steady on 15th Street. Pretty much typical travels between McFarland and Lurling-Wallace. And 43 also pretty basic here on the southbound lane to McFarland.
EET, bone density scans, and more. Ask your physician to schedule your next radiology exam at DCH. Find them online at DCHsystem.com.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi, online at pearlriverresort.com, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com, and by DCH Regional Medical Center, online at DCHsystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's daily update on Bama sports. It's brought to you by The Good Feet Store, a proud supporter of Alabama athletics. Visit The Good Feet Store and get back to doing what you love. Learn more at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Wednesday's edition of Hey Coach, Chris Stewart was joined at Baumhauer's Victory Grill by the president of the University of Alabama, Dr. Peter Moeller.
You know, I grew up in a place called Grand Junction, Colorado. So a huge Broncos fan. So right. My hero growing up was Bobby Humphrey. And so I grew up very early appreciating Alabama football. And in fact, when my daughter, my oldest daughter, was born, I look back at those pictures. I'm wearing a Bobby Humphrey hat.
You wanted to attend the music festival of the year.
Football game.
Bobby Humphrey and half a slice of cheese.
We all in
the glass. Freshly squeezed.
John is now a huge fan of his son. And so it's just, you know, what you see around the state is
right.
DNA of every Alabamian is Alabama. It's Alabama football. Everyone knows tradition. Everyone's basements are painted the same way. Everyone has something in the world that they can get excited about and align with.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
If you missed yesterday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, catch it on demand on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by The Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few isolated showers or storms this afternoon or this evening. The high today 93, the low tonight 68. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, a small chance of a shower. The high 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 70 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven. Just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. We'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline and talk to the NABC District 6 Coach of the Year, Ohio Valley. Two-time SEC Coach of the Year, CAA Coach of the Year, every Hall of Fame you could ever think of. And if you guys want to talk to Coach, dial him up, 205-342-9904. That's into, they, people, the guests ask a lot better questions than we do. Coach Sonny Smith. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I heard Johnny. The crowd applauding in the background there.
Yeah, we've had.
Johnny, was that Sonny James singing that song when we brought you?
No, that's Vern Gosden. You know that. You know Vern's my favorite.
Coach, guess who we had on in the first hour today?
Was it a musician?
Coach Gene Stallings was on with us this morning.
Did you really?
Yes, sir.
How is he doing? Health-wise good?
He's sounding good. He's still set out working on the farm. He's growing a lot of tomatoes. He's chasing those horses. So he's up early and working every day.
That's unbelievable. That's good. How old would he be now?
90.
90 years old.
Yeah.
Almost old as me.
Both of y'all older than me.
Dad didn't mind sharing his age. He don't want you ever seeing his age, but he was calling Coach Stallings out and his wife's age out this morning.
He forgot to take his cough medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got a lot of alcohol in it. He won't drink, but he just takes cough medicine so he can get a little snort of alcohol.
There you go.
Huh?
What's been happening in your life? You've been doing anything at all? I don't know what to ask you every week. What you been doing?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what to answer. I am homebound. I don't know what to answer either. Let me ask you a question.
Did you eat with the Gummers last night?
No, I can't leave the house now. I'm an invalid.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to find out.
Well, why don't you have the Gummers come to your house, Coach?
Yes, I did. We always bring them for one time. I have them bring their own food, though. I can't afford to buy all these guys.
Those guys.
Bet you can still play tennis because all you got to do is stand at the cotton picket net.
Hey, you should have played me in tennis. You might have won something. You didn't win enough. I would have put a chokehold on my racket handle, so you could score a few points.
Tell them about that 1985 SEC tournament when you beat him. What was your game plan that day, Coach?
Game plan. He couldn't spell game. Gave him the first two letters.
he did something right. He cut down the nets.
Yeah, yeah, cut down the nets.
Right before that, he bought him a bunch of players.
Well, that's good.
What do you say? He bought a bunch of players.
Yeah, that's a good investment. How about that game, Coach?
Well, now, though, I never bought a player. I'll tell you what I did do, though, Barry. Okay. I would run the price up so high that Wimp would have to pay more to get his guy.
There you go. Oh,
see, he didn't know I was doing that, but I was doing it really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so corny.
Hey, is anything going on in the world of sports since I'm an invalid?
We got to always ask you about NASCAR. Is there any NASCAR?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing unusual has happened in NASCAR right now. It's I think it's down in ratings, and I don't know why. I'm sure they're still filling up the stands, and they're running really well. They're not breaking speed records anymore, but they're running really well and very competitive. And a number of guys are making a lot of money in this business.
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do not go ahead.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Auburn is taking the quarterback that used to be at Oklahoma back to Oklahoma Saturday. The quarterback Oklahoma is now Auburn's quarterback. Are you smart enough to know that?
Well, I'm smart enough to know where he plays. He plays for Auburn now. I do know that. I didn't know. Did he start at Oklahoma?
Yeah. And Auburn travels to Oklahoma this weekend for tomorrow at 2:30.
Yeah, what's the betting line on the game?
Good question. Let me look at that for you.
Yeah, here's a good question. Congratulations on that question.
I gotta lay down some bets today.
You gonna bet on it?
I think I'm gonna be betting on Auburn. Who's Alabama? Well,
if you're playing Alabama playing open. Auburn, you're gonna get 7.5 points or a 7.5 point underdog.
Auburn is 7 points underdog.
7.5.
So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that bet.
You going to take Auburn?
I'm going to take Auburn.
All right, so you're up. Before the game starts, you're up 7.5-0.
That's exactly right. And I tell you what, I'm going to lay a lot of money down on that one.
Yeah.
I got inside information coming from Texas A&M. Who are we playing anyway? Texas A&M?
No, you're playing Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. I guess I better move up a state there.
Yeah.
Auburn is very good. Have you guys watched them?
Yeah.
They're very good.
They're pretty good.
They're better than I thought they would be, and I think the public in general thinks that they're a little bit better than they thought they would be.
All right, we got a caller calling in, one of our best callers, calling in wanting to talk to you, Coach. So pull him in, Chase. This is Tom. Tom, you got Coach Sonny Smith.
Hey, Tom.
Very good morning again. Hey, Coach.
How you doing?
Good to hear you this morning. I'm doing great. You know, Coach, I used to go to that banquet for the School of the Blind in Talladega. They would have on Friday night that you were the moderator for. And I used to watch you and Dale Earnhardt.
Barry,
I was cool.
I cannot hear him. It's not loud.
He's talking about you going to... You speaking at the School of the Blind in Talladega. Do you remember that, Coach?
Oh, yes. I had to do it about every year.
Yeah.
And we would raise money for the deaf and blind, and all the drivers would fill in. The best one for it was Benny Parsons. I don't know if y'all miss him. He would do it with me, and some of the other drivers would do it from time to time. Dale Earnhardt did it once, and his brother, Michael, did it a number of times.
That's what I was calling about, how you and Dale Earnhardt are really good friends. And you know, what was the best race you ever saw at Talladega? Which one would you say was the best one you ever saw?
Did you hear that, Coach?
I cannot hear it, but
he talked about you and Dale Earnhardt being great friends. He wants to know the best race you ever saw at Talladega.
I cannot remember, but a thing about it was interesting. Is everybody knows Philip Marshall, I'm sure, great rider.
Yeah.
Well, the word got around that I was Dale Earnhardt was a big fan of mine. I was a big fan of his, and I was working in Dale Earnhardt's pit crew. All I did was hand him water, but I was working in his pit crew, so they thought I knew something about racing. All I knew was Dale Earnhardt was my favorite, and I was betting on him.
Well, Dad, did you ever change a tire, Coach, in the pit?
No. I watched him change. I took Wimp to one of those. He did real good.
Thank you, Tom. Bring him. Dad needed you yesterday, Coach. He was driving to Birmingham, and his tire blew out. And he not only did not know, and I wouldn't have either, so I'm not making fun of him. Not only did he not know how to change the tire, he didn't even know where the spare tire was. But some angel pulled off the side and changed the tire for him.
Boy,
so.
You told that
angel
told
did.
That
I'll tell you what, Sonny.
It was about time for me never to criticize you again, because I lost it all yesterday.
Can you imagine? His tire blew out between here and Birmingham. He's standing on the side of the interstate. Would you have stopped, Coach? Would you have stopped and helped him if you were driving by?
Well, I'd have stopped after I ran over him, probably. See if he's still alive.
Boy, I tell you what, you can get run over there. This guy that helped me, his name was Aaron. And hey. Since Barry brought it up, I'm thankful for him because I'd still be there. It was the biggest.
Well, let me tell you, your father is a bad driver. He got stopped with me in the car, and I'm looking for my 400th victory or something like that, and he's going 100 miles an hour. And the police pulls us over.
Yeah.
He says, stay in the car, sonny. He jumps out, and he goes over and talks to the patrolman for a little bit, and he comes back. He's fumbling around the back seat doing something. What he was doing was picking up pictures. He got a picture of him and things that he'd done. He took them back and gave them to that guy, and he got out of the speeding ticket because he had a picture of your dad.
I thought he gave him two tickets for that when he tried to book.
He might have. All the negotiations took place out of the car.
Yeah, so he told you he got out a ticket, but that guy gave him two tickets for trying to
bribe
him.
He gave him tickets. He did do that. Now, that's for sure. He did do that.
Yeah, so.
Doing 85 on Interstate and right out of Huntsville.
All right. Well, I didn't know you worked in a pit crew.
I worked in Earnhardt's pit crew once, and yeah, I worked in Benny Parsons one time. So I'm a good pit crew man. I handed him water. He'd pull into they'd pull in, you know, for a tire change, and I had a pole. I'd stick the pole out with water in it, and Benny'd get a drink or whoever it was I was working with that day.
You didn't ever have Jack Daniels in there, did you?
No, I had it before I put the water out. I already had mine.
You weren't going to give away your Jack Daniels to the driver.
I'd like to see you putting on a tire.
That'd be fast, yeah. Taking them tires.
Yeah, crap.
He wouldn't let me. He thinks he knows I'll do everything, so he'd push me out of the way and he'd put that tire in. Of course, I would act a little dumber than usual, so he'd have to change it and I wouldn't have to work.
You didn't have to act.
All right, well, you don't know this, Coach, but you don't know this, but you just picked a blue plate special. You picked Auburn plus 7.5 against Oklahoma, so people are going to be laying bets on that tomorrow.
Tell me, who is the favorite among the big bettors? What is that? Is Auburn a favorite or is
no? They're the underdog. So when you're going to get Auburn, you're going to get 7.5 points.
And 7.5 points. I'll take that.
All right, sounds good. All right, Coach, we got to get to break here. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Guys. All right, we'll do the same. See you later.
Thank you. Kick that back up, Chase. I didn't know Coach worked in the pit. Tuscaloosa Toyota. Yeah, he did. Thank you, Tom. Tom knows every freaking thing. Tom knows more things. Can you imagine Tom with his foot on Coach Bryant's tower and Gene Stallings ripping him to get that foot off that tower? Probably had dirt on his shoe, too. Tom, come on. Tuscaloosa Toyota, go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. Man, I'm looking at this Toyota Camry. Woo, thing's beautiful. 3.75 APR for the first 60 months. You want a truck? The Tundra is a beautiful truck. 1.99 APR for the 72 months. Swing by Scotland Boulevard or go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. Look at the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory, the schedule service, or rent a Toyota. All right, we get back. It'll be the vinegar tip. And then the blue plate special. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
So I brought these pretty flowers, hoping you would understand. Sometimes a man is such a fool.
Tide 100.9, traffic.
Tuscaloosa freeways remain on the lighter side of things if you're traveling inside the construction zone. On 2059, the four Fosters, and that's on the eastbound lanes, by the way. Well, you have some road work there. Of course, we've got the ongoing road work on the eastbound lane to 2059 right around Joe Malisham. No delays. McBride's Ferry Road extension.
800-989-4040 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-989-4040. Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports.
101.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good.
Well, welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. You know what this means? State Farm Insurance. Michael McGuire, he sent me a thing yesterday about there was a section in a store and they had three kinds of apple cider vinegar for cleaning. So if the deal is catching on there. So Michael is out at 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200. That's across from Indian Hill. So if you're looking for, or you just dial him up, tell him what you want. He'll get a quote, send it right to you. 205-752-8500. What is the vinegar tip for today?
Well, Michael McGuire helped me out yesterday. I had bad problems yesterday, and he helped me out. I'm going to talk a little bit about food poisoning. Now, it's not real bad food poisoning, but sort of a minor food poisoning where you end up with, you vomit a lot, you sick at your stomach, and you're eating something that on the road or somewhere, you don't know what to do, and you're in a mess. So what you do, if you do, and that food poisoning can be bad for your stomach and give you, you know what. So you stir 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar into 4 ounces of spring water, or just water. Now you take 1 teaspoon of that mixture every 5 minutes. And you go slow and easy. You go, because you're sick at your stomach and you want to throw up and you can't quite get it all up. You don't want to chug it down. You don't want to grab the whole thing and swallow it real quick. If you do, it's going to come right back up. Mm. So get you some apple cider vinegar. If you got a minor food poisoning situation, get that spring water and that apple cider vinegar and mix about 4 ounces of it. Dip it very slowly, and you'll be well. That's a great tip. Ain't no doubt about it.
What do you mean, how do you have minor food poison? Well, you got it or you don't?
You can get the food poisoning where you got diarrhea, if you want to talk about diarrhea.
I don't want to talk about diarrhea.
I follow. That's major. That's major stuff. So you can't afford to do it. But that's it.
All right. See what you're paying there for, Michael? That's that vinegar tip. Going to clean that food poisoning out. You'll be ready for the weekend. Brought to you by Michael McGuire and State Farm Insurance. All right, Chase, we're going to take a break here. We'll get the gambler, load up the gambler. We've had picks on the show. I don't even remember what Doug's picks were. I know North River Lawn Care, weed eater pick of the day. Take Florida. No, he's saying take Miami. Minus, what was that, 7.5? I have to go back and look. But that's out there. Jason with North River Lawn Care. He'll take great care of you. And so dial him up if you need him, and he'll get that Jason yard looking like good. Huh? Jason what?
Everybody's going to like this. It's a gamble.
Oh, well. He's talking about buying the points down and all that. That sounds like something you would do.
This is a gambler's.
This is a gambler. All right, we're going to get the Blue Plate Special brought to you by a great friend from Brian Harden Construction. We'll do it next. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
And I feel nice. I should have responded.
On the game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the game, we'll do SEC Parlay Picks presented by Brian Harden Construction. We'll talk to Alex Scarborough from Bama 247 Sports. We'll talk to Brent Beer here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa freeways remain on the lighter side of things if you're traveling on inside the construction zone. On 2059 before Foster's, and that's on the eastbound lanes, by the way. Well, you have some road work there. Of course, we've got the ongoing road work on the eastbound lane to 2059 right around Joe Malisham. No delays. McBride's Ferry Road extension.
Thousands of kids who've been waiting over a year. End their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Just text the word radio to 83393.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
House.
With 95.3 The Fair
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few isolated showers or storms this afternoon or this evening. The high today 93, the low tonight 68. Tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, a small chance of a shower. The high 94. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 70 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Play it right. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa and beyond for over 30 years. Brian Hart Construction is your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services, from custom welding and structural steel to 24/7 crane rentals. No job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, great family, the Hardens. Woman-led, safe, driven. That's Brian Hart Construction. 205-759-1337. All right, Ryan, we appreciate Brian sponsoring this Blue Plate special. He's 3-2 right now. I have a feeling this is going to be an off-the-wall pick today, Chase.
Oh, how did you guess that?
Because you've said it all day.
Everybody thinks I'm going to pick Oklahoma and Auburn. Guess what? I ain't.
Okay.
Everybody thinks we're going to pick South Carolina and Missouri. Guess what? I'm not. Huh? So you think I'm going to go to Miami and Florida?
You're not.
I want you to win some money this week.
Yeah.
It don't have to be a big name bet. But you just mop up what I tell you, and you're going to make all kind of money. You're going to be a gambler this week. So you tune in to the SEC Network about 3:15 tomorrow, and you're going to see Mississippi State play Northern Illinois. And the line is 21.5.
Hold on a minute now. Let me look at the line before you start.
21.5 everywhere.
I agree. It's 21.5. It's just what it says.
21.5. All over the world, it's 21.5. You take Mississippi State. Tomorrow night, you can take your wife out to dinner. You can buy a new car. You can do anything you want to, because that's the Blue Plate special of the week. I tricked y'all a little bit. I decided I wanted you to win something. Instead of picking some kind of cotton-picking game everybody was wanting to know about, everybody's arguing about, I picked one that nobody even thought about.
You picked one nobody's going to watch. They might now. Let's see, Northern Illinois, Chase, if you want to know. They're 1-1. They played Holy Cross.
Yep.
And they beat Holy Cross 19-17. They played Maryland, Coach Loxley, and Maryland beat them 20-9. That's a pretty close game at Maryland, 20-9.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And so that half doesn't scare you, that 21 and a half?
We're gonna blow through them like Epsom salt school with them.
Jason, if you bet that game, buy the half down. If somebody were to bet that game.
Everybody's getting rich on this game.
Mississippi, Jace, you're a Mississippi State Bulldog. You buying it? 21 and a half?
They should crush this team.
Really?
Seriously, yes.
Well, I'm talking about, come on with the program. Call, come on with the program. Brag on.
Why are they, Mississippi State? Are we talking about the same Mississippi State? They're 3-0. They need to play Alcorn State again. Alcorn State must be terrible.
How about this? One of the reasons I did it, they beat them 63-0. They want to run that score up so the fans will keep coming back and brag on. Hey, this guy they got coaching Mississippi State is a really good offensive coordinator.
You know who they got next week, don't you?
Who?
Tennessee.
I may get me a load of that.
They're gonna be looking ahead, Chase.
I may get a load of that.
Yeah. All right. So you gonna tweet that out?
I may not.
Yeah, you ain't doing that. All right, don't get crazy. All right, he says take the Bulldog. I was just in Starkville. Now, when they pick the three, I mean it's such an easy drive to Starkville. You gotta put that as one of Alabama's three. You can save money. I mean, whip over to Starkville. You can be there an hour and 20 minutes right on the campus of Stark Vegas. So anyway. All right, that's your Blue Plate special for the week, brought to you by our great friend Brian Harden.
Know.
I need to talk to Brian too. I need to go fishing here sometime. All right, that's
it. I got a place for the fish.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
Big time fish.
Oh yeah. All right, that's it.
Buddy, I'll tell you later.
Bye. All right, that's it for today's show and the week's show. Chase, get you some Thomas Rib Shack tomorrow. And enjoy all the games. You can get you some ribs for the morning and some fish for the afternoon. Soul food, barbecue, whatever you need, they got it for you. Just dial them right up. They'll take great care of you. 759-5010. Or you can go to the website, thomasribshack.com. Look at all that food. These pictures of food they got on there is making me hungry, so I need to go work out. All right, the Gary Harris Show is next, so keep it locked in. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great weekend, everybody.